Waste vegetable oil is not currently regulated as a fuel. It is under the radar. No fuel taxes are levied. No one is watching to see if it is handled correctly. There is no one to complain to if you get a bad batch. There are no standards for how well filtered your vegetable oil must be. The government has not made any public acknowledgement that veg oil even exists. The official silence makes people who sell pre-filtered veg oil a little cautious. People like Andrew Couch, a veg oil kit installer in Memphis, Tennessee. We met in his cooperative garage space.
Hopefully they'll do something about regulating the oil to where there's some sort of tax incentive, or I'm not selling this to you as fuel. I'm just selling you my used vegetable oil. I'm not putting it in your car. I don't know what you're doing with it. This is just used vegetable oil that I sell for $1 a gallon. In order to sell it at a retail fueling station, it would certainly have to be a different story.
That's the sound of a pump moving 15 gallons of golden brown grease into 3 of my 5-gallon containers. Couch has big plans to establish the first alternative fueling station in Tennessee.
It's going to be called Deep Fried Rides. It's going to be located on corner of Linden and Dudley here in Memphis, Tennessee. And it will ultimately be a retail fueling station featuring any renewable fuel that I can justify and sell to the public and feel good about. At this point, it's going to be for sure biodiesel and ethanol-enriched gasoline. I'll still have waste vegetable oil.
Are you concerned about the legal aspects of selling an alternative fuel? How are you going to get around licensing or road taxes and things like that?
Well, there are established road taxes. There are people selling retail biodiesel and retail ethanol around the country. People have asked me the question before. They think it's illegal. It's like opening up a gas station. I mean, it's the same deal. I'd like to have it up and running by this summer, but seeking grant money, investors would have to be very laid back in order for me to do business with them, and more interested in impact than profit and return. Although I plan on making profit and on seeing a return in my investment, I've certainly invested a lot.
Justin Carvin, owner of Grease Car in East Hampton, Massachusetts, has invested a lot in his company as well. Grease Car is primarily a design and fabrication company for specialized veg oil modification parts. The few installs they do are to test new products on a variety of vehicle models. Carvin showed me their latest install, which would receive a new push-button digital computer-controlled valve.
This is a vehicle we're doing, actually a brand new 2005 Passat, and there's not too many of these available in the country right now. As far as I know, this is probably the first one that's being modified for vegetable oil. And this is actually going down to Washington, D.C. This is the personal vehicle for State Department Energy Officer.
Great.
And so this is going to be a demonstration vehicle to help promote a lot of these ideas down in Washington.
Carvin believes it's only a matter of time until veg oil is recognized as a viable alternative fuel. For the folks who prefer staying under the radar, that's not good news. But for Carvin, it means a long-awaited payoff for years of hard work.
You know, enough people are getting into it, and it's become so realistic because so many people are doing it, and because fuel prices are so high, and because people are sick and tired of what they're seeing on the political front in relation to petroleum, and what they're seeing with emissions, with all the new information that's coming about, that you've got so many different reasons to get into it. Not as many concerns about it because they're seeing their neighbors doing it. This particular vehicle here and its owner is pretty well positioned in Washington as far as energy policy is concerned, and he's determined to make a few things happen that will hopefully open the doors for vegetable oil in a much larger way, because apparently a lot of the efforts that are going into natural gas and biodiesel these days are not paying off the way people would like to see them. The time is coming where this is going to be one of those options that's taken more seriously.
On that day when veg oil fuel slips into mainstream use, Carvin and Couch will be part of an historical turnaround of how America is fueled. Until then, they will continue to invest themselves in what they think of not as the fuel of the future, but the fuel of now. Tune in tomorrow to hear about how to take the grunge factor out of waste veg oil filtering and fueling. Links to more information about veg oil can be found at kunm.org. I'm Cynthia Shelton.